This is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now it is time for the episode Creativity Day. I maybe think you all have been waiting for that episode to come, but now it's finally here in season one. So let's see. And I'm going to tell you some stuff to be creative. And today was my first day of dance class, so I'm going to put that on the list. Write songs or stories, art, music, and more. And my talent is doing this podcast and dancing. I love to write stories. And now it's time for Henry Huggle Monsters. Everybody good at something.
Everybody's good at something.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle, and now we have an interview with the Story Pirates. Hi!
Hi, Chloe!
Hi, and I have some questions. Can you answer them?
I would love to answer your questions.
How did you become the Story Pirates?
How do we become the Story Pirates? Well, first I'll tell you, my name is Lee, and I'm one of the founders of Story Pirates. I'm also the artistic director, which means that I am in charge of all of the shows that we do, whether they're live shows or they're on the radio. And the way we got to be Story Pirates is a long time ago, almost 10 years ago, a bunch of friends of mine and I decided we wanted to put on a show. And we knew that we really loved reading kids' stories. So we started turning those stories into a play, and we did that play, that first one, about 10 years ago, and it was so much fun that we decided to keep doing it, and we started going to schools.
Okay, and are you really pirates?
We are pirates in the sense that, you know, real pirates steal treasure, right?
Yes.
And for us, our treasure is stories. So we steal stories from kids and turn them into theater and radio plays and things to watch. So we're sort of a different kind of pirate. We're a pirate who steals stories instead of treasure.
Okay, and here's another one. How do you pick your stories?
How do we get our stories? Well, we get them in a bunch of different ways. Sometimes we get them from the kids who listen to our radio show. So they listen to our radio show, and they hear about the stories we're looking for, and they send them to us over email. Sometimes kids come to see our show, and they send us their stories ahead of time, and then they come to the theater in New York or Los Angeles or somewhere else, and they see their story performed, and so they mail them to us or they email them to us. Sometimes we go to a school and we do writing workshops with kids, and all the kids in the class will write a story, and then we take and read those stories. So we really get them a bunch of different ways.
Wow. And this year at school, I'm doing writing workshop too.
With the Story Pirates?
No, not with you guys. We're making an All About Us story, and we just drew the picture today at school. We just drew the second-page picture. We didn't write theme yet, but we drew the second-page picture.
Oh, neat. Do you like writing stories?
Yes.
Has the Story Pirates ever performed a story that you wrote?
Not yet, but they're going to perform my story, but I'm going to give you a sneak peek in just a few minutes after these.
No way.
Other few questions. And here
That's
is
exciting.
The other stuff. What year did you start the Story Pirates?
We started the Story Pirates in 2000. Well, our first show was in 2003, and then we started the company for real in 2004.
Okay, so it was like the year to year. First you just like started a few shows, then you started like getting them to be real, right?
That's right. And then we went on the radio.
And then you did the podcast with Absolutely Mindy, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's when Absolutely Mindy heard about us and brought us to Sirius XM Radio, and we started doing shows there. Is that where you heard us for the first time?
Yes.
Cool.
And one time I was really wanting to send in a story, but it never got picked yet. And then I wrote another story, but Mom didn't type it in for you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, we get so many stories. I'm sure we read your story and we really liked it. So thanks for sending it in, even though we didn't get to perform it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And how do you pick your story themes?
Good question. The way we pick our stories is usually pretty random. Because there's so many good ones, it's really hard to choose. So, sometimes we pick them based on the kind of story that we're looking for, or maybe we're doing a story about dinosaurs and we want to make sure that the next story is about something totally different from dinosaurs, or maybe we're doing a story by a boy and we want to make sure we do another one by a girl. So we try to have a lot of variety and diversity in the stories that we're choosing. But we're not just choosing the ones that are the best, because really all the stories are so good.
Okay, and that was our last question, so thank you!
Thank you for having me on your show.
And now it's time for me to give you a sneak peek of my story, Princess Emily!
Great.
But I'm not going to tell the end.
Okay.
I'm not telling the end because you're performing it.
That's great. I love a good cliffhanger.
On the 19th, right after my birthday.
Oh, wow. So that's really soon.
And it's at the farm.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell them they're performing your story at the flagship show on the 19th.
They're performing my story on the flagship show.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'm going to come to that show and I'm going to meet you in person.
Okay.
That's exciting.
You're welcome. And now it's time for thank you, because now it's time to tell the sneak peek of my story. Bye.
Oh, great.
Bye.
Bye.
But I'm not going to tell the end of my story.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chloe.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
And now it's time for the sneak peek of my story, Princess Emily. Setting 2 at the palace. No, setting 1 at the woods with narrators Fairy 1 and Fairy 2. Here it goes. I'm Fairy 1. This is Fairy 2. Hi! We're here to write a story of princesses. Let's begin. One day, Alana was skipping through the forest with her mom, singing, I hope today's a day away from my sweet little home. Yeah! And then she stopped singing. What a wonderful day, Mom, said Alana. I know, sweetie, said her mom. Let's go. singing. Stop singing. She stopped. Then that person stopped singing. Mom, when will our friends arrive? Asked Donna. Soon, honey, she answered. Wait, you want honey? Shouted Donna. No, we want the friends, right? Yes, okay. After a little while, they were at the palace. The end. And that was a sneak peek of my story, Princess Emily. And now it is time for to play anything from Sophia the First.
I'm taking off into something new. There's so much I gotta do.
Circle, and we have a special live guest star, Mommy. Hi, Mommy.
Hey, Chloe.
Hi. So, you've printed this fun art craft that we may be able to do, you said.
Yeah, that would be fun. What do we need to do the craft? Well, what is the craft? I don't even...
It's called Sunflower Fork Art.
Okay.
And here's what we need. Yellow, orange, brown, and green paint, a fork, paper, and a paintbrush.
Wow, that sounds easy. What do we have to do?
And we have to start by dipping the bottom of your fork into yellow paint to make a circle, brushing outwards. Put a small amount of orange on the fork after and make a smaller circle inside a sunflower. Use a fingerprint to make brown dots in the center of the flower. Finish it off with a green stud and paint it on. And that's all.
That's so easy. What could you do instead of putting fingerprints in the middle? What if you didn't want to put fingerprints, like paint all over your hands? What could we put there instead? What do you think?
How about we can just like draw a bunch of raisins in the middle?
Oh,
or maybe glue
idea.
A bunch of raisins.
Very good. That's a very creative idea.
Yeah, I'm so creative. I'm buzzing with ideas. Remember at dinner time I was trying to make that comic starring Emily from Princess Emily. You remember her. I just told you that story.
I love that story, and I love Princess Emily, too. But how do you write a story? Like, what's the first thing you have to do when you're writing a story?
Well, I learned this at school today. It's called Writer's Workshop. First, you brainstorm ideas, and that's called thinking. Then you sketch to draw a picture. Sketch is a very fancy word.
It is. It's fancy Nancy.
And then we write about that thing, and that's all.
That's all it takes?
Yeah. We need an author, illustrator, and the title, and a lot of imagination, right?
I think you have all those things. What do you think is your favorite part of that?
I love writing, so I probably would do an author. I like authors a lot.
I think author is a good idea for you. I think you like to write a lot, right?
And, remember you said that we have to do a lot of talking when it was my story, Pirate Story? We had to do a lot of talking in it
so they can
make a whole conversation,
well,
right?
I said a good story can't be all dialogue. Dialogue is when people are talking back and forth like you and I are doing right now. But a good story has to have more than just dialogue. It has to have other things, too. Like what?
Like words, pictures.
What are the people in the story called?
The people in this story are called authors and illustrators.
Well, those are the people who write a story, who make a story. What are the people that are in the story called? Or were the animals, or sometimes they're not even animals. Sometimes they could be like aliens or monkeys or ladybugs.
Space monkeys.
Space monkeys. No. Characters, silly head.
Characters, you're right.
Oh, thank you. I got it right.
Let's give a round of applause for my mom.
All right.
Getting the right answer.
All right. Yeah, so characters, and then when characters are in a place, what's the place called?
The place is called a world.
A world, but it starts with an S. What is it called?
A scene.
A scene or a...
Scenery.
Setting.
Setting.
Right, a setting.
Let's give another round of applause.
I am a wealth of knowledge, really. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
But you are one of the most creative girls I know.
Yes, and...
I have to say that because I'm your mom.
Yes,
and... But I really think it, too.
Yes, you really should think it.
I do.
And now it's time for our next song. It's called Today's the Day from the new series, Ellen.
Ellen's new from Ellen's... It's Ellen's new theme song, right?
Yes, Ellen's new series.
Time alone, up in my bedroom at home, been kinda bored lately. I hate on all I see, it's so mundane to me. This box I've painted pains me. Wish you could watch me.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And I have a very important announcement for all kids and grown-ups who are listening to my show. Who are listening to all my shows, I think. I'm looking for some kid guest callers. If you want to be a guest, leave me a message on Chloe's Friendship Circle's new Facebook fan page. Chloe's Friendship Circle Season 1. Have fun. Bye. And this is Just Say Hi by Brandy Reimer. Bye. And here's our friendship pledge. I hope you have all the creativity to be the best. Be a good friend to others. Bye.
Get on up, you got it in ya. Don't be afraid of the unfamiliar. Look them in the eyes, give them a smile, and just say hi. Get on up, got it in ya. Don't be afraid of the unfamiliar. Look them in the eyes, I'm a smile and just say hi. I can see you looking at me from across the room. I've been thinking that maybe we could be friends. If we got ourselves together, sitting on our hands. Get on up, got it in ya. Don't be afraid of the unfamiliar. Look them in the eyes, give them a smile, and just say hi. Get on up, got it in ya. Don't be afraid of the unfamiliar. Look them in the eyes, give them a smile, and just say hi. Strangers, I was afraid. And then she walked up to me, said, "Man, those shoes are cool." She's my friend to this very day. Get on up, got it in ya. Don't be afraid of the unfamiliar. Look them in the eyes, give them a smile, and just say hi. Smile and just say hi. You know you never know till you say hi. You know you never know till you say hi. Afraid of the unfamiliar.